We're continuing our look at Paul's defense before Agrippa II in Acts chapter 26. Let me pick up again at verse 9. Paul tells Agrippa that I too was convinced that I ought to do all that I could to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth. You know, at that point in Paul's life, he treated the members of the way, as one scholar put it, as charlatans and blasphemers. At that time, Paul could not take the disciples of Jesus seriously when they claimed that Jesus was alive after his crucifixion and burial. Instead, as the scholar F.F. Bruce puts it, Paul saw the way as a cancer attacking the vitals of Israel's life. It must be uprooted. And Paul himself eagerly took the lead in uprooting it. We know the story. After obtaining extradition warrants from the chief priest, he went from house to house and dragged the followers of Jesus off to jail. He went from synagogue to synagogue and enforced judicial proceedings against them. So now let's pick up at verse 10. Paul says, "And that is what I did in Jerusalem. With authority from the chief priest, I put many of the saints in prison, and when they were condemned to death, I cast my vote against them." Paul notes that in some cases, after these Christians were formally trialed, he cast his vote for their execution. Some historical information helps us with Paul's statements. Each regularly formed synagogue included a minor court of law called a Beth Din. However, this was primarily used for lesser offenses by Jews, judged by the synagogue rulers. In principle, capital punishment could be enforced by the Supreme Sanhedrin, but under the Romans, this was only allowed when the sanctity of the temple was violated. This may explain Stephen's summarily being executed, but could hardly be extended to the rank and file of Jesus' followers. Verse 10 does create some interpretive difficulties for us, since Paul states that he cast his vote against some who were condemned to die. Was Paul indicating that he was a member of the Sanhedrin? It's questionable. There are a couple of reasons that I say that. Firstly, the Greek word for cast in this verse is kataphero. It is rarely used in the New Testament, only 4 times altogether. Figuratively, it can mean to be overcome as with drowsiness. Specifically, it can refer to casting a vote. Second, Paul doesn't specify where these votes took place. As we have noticed, the Sanhedrin could only independently execute someone if they defiled the temple, and only members of the Sanhedrin could be involved in these decisions. And this is where we have more uncertainty. Only biological fathers could rule in the Sanhedrin, as the council felt that fathers were more gracious in their judgment. If Paul is indicating that he cast his vote as a member of the Sanhedrin, then at some point he must have been married and had children. 1 Corinthians 7:7, however, seems to contradict this view, since Paul writes, "But I wish everyone were single just as I am." There is one other possibility. Some suggest that Paul was a widower, and that as a young man he was married and was a member of the Sanhedrin. We'll talk a little bit more about this next time on Verse by Verse.